You're live.
Okay, I'd like to call the Board of Adjustments meeting to order, some kind of Clay Beach. Do I have a motion to adopt the agenda?
Take your time and look over it real carefully.
Yeah.
Don't want to miss anything.
It's a busy one.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any old business?
Nope.
That I know of. Any new business will be the election of a chairperson and vice chairperson. We'll do the chairperson first. Do I have any motion for, or any?
Nomination.
Nomination.
What does a chairperson do?
What he's doing right now.
Oversees the meeting.
Okay.
Has certain responsibilities during quasi-judicial hearings. The chairperson plays a pretty pivotal role in that.
So you've been chair?
Yeah.
So you want to step back, you want to just keep it?
Yeah, well, you have to, yeah. I don't know, is it every year that we?
Every year, every January, you'll re-elect your chair and vice chair. In the past, sometimes they decide to change it up every year, and then sometimes it's the exact same. So it's up to y'all. What you decide.
I'm leaving a motion. If you accept and want to keep doing it, that we nominate you.
Okay, anybody else for a nomination?
I mean, you want to have it?
I'll do it. It's.
Is something that you want to do?
So, all in favor?
Wait, who's second?
Second. I need a second.
A second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now we need a vice chairperson. Any motions or nominations?
What does that person do in case you're not here?
If I'm not here, they take over the meeting.
Was that Brian before?
Mm-hmm, yeah, so.
He resigned, so, after last meeting.
Yeah, who wants to?
Only requirement, it has to be a full member, so.
Right.
Any of you gentlemen?
If you want to do it.
I'll second.
There you go.
You second? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, approval of the. The 23 annual report, if you'll flip over, you'll see the report on the backside.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's how short our agenda is.
So we only had one QJ last year?
Mm-hmm, Jesse Holden.
We had one at the very end of the.
Of 22.
Two, and then we had that one in 23.
Yep, so they seemed kind of.
Anybody have any corrections to the annual report?
Is that the one with the lawyer?
So there was just one case last year?
Now, the year before, we had two.
The year before, we had two.
Pretty infrequent.
Right.
Which is a good thing.
It's a good thing for the town. It's a good thing when we don't have them.
It means we're doing, everybody's doing their job correctly.
Exactly.
Do I have a motion?
I got a motion to accept the minutes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, next is.
Next is me.
Is the attorney.
Even though we're not on, I'm not on the agenda, I wanted to ask you all, we didn't schedule any training this time. If you all want some training, basically, let's Beth for staff and me know legally if there's anything that you want or need. Because one day we'll have another quasi-judicial. I don't guess there's anything on the horizon right now.
There's nothing on the horizon because I'm not sure if everyone's aware our building inspector, John Batson, has left. He is contracting with the town for a little while, but hopefully not as many. There's not as much action happening right now.
But if there's any training that you all.
They are, yeah.
If there's any training you all want, let me know. If you want to do a mock hearing, let me know. If we do a mock hearing, I was thinking about this driving over here, I might take your place and you all can be the applicant. So let me know if you, or let Beth know if you want to do any of that and we'll schedule it.
So I personally would like to. One of the things we've kind of stumbled on substantial justice, I believe was the word, and kind of discussed basically how that, what it actually means, other than Google search, and back, you know, how it applies to us, make sure we understand what that means.
I think if you broke it down into layman's terms, I think it basically means two things. One, that whatever's being asked for is harmonious with the general zoning that impacts that particular neighborhood or district, and also that it's fair and not arbitrary or capricious. Fair being that you take into consideration the applicable zoning regulations and your decision is guided in part by those instead of jumping way out. Don't forget, you do three different hearings. One is appeals of decisions, of development regulations, interpretations, orders, violations. You do appeals on that. Those are administrative appeals. And in that case, you, just like an appellate court, you'd want to make sure your decision was within the context that you're working within. You don't, if somebody, let's say Bethany White interprets a zoning provision as X, somebody swears it's Y, you should be able in the hearing to determine which fits most correctly, and you don't want, you're not pushing the envelope, you want to stay within the envelope. Variances, there's a checklist of things you do, and that's where I think substantial justice comes from. And do we do any other ones? Special use permits are council. Historic Preservation Commission decisions can be appealed to you all. And that's a horse of a different color, and we'll worry about that if and when it comes up. Okay. It's a little too complicated to get into informally.
I agree.
I don't know about the rest of the board, but I know that I found that pretty helpful last year when you had that little training session.
Well, we can, like I said, we did a mock hearing for Historic Preservation Commission. It was a lot of fun. At least it was for me.
You and Mandy had a lot of fun.
Oh, Mandy, God.
Mandy loved it.
She jumped right into that feet first. Lucinda or something like that. We can do that. I think a mock hearing
would be helpful.
Yeah, I think I'm interested in that, and I think I'm interested in playing like me being BOA and you all being the applicant and witnesses. That way I can walk through the different parts of what you're all are responsible for, and we can take a pause and discuss those things. And I think that wouldn't be a bad idea. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, my only request is just making sure we have a date where everyone can be here. So, like, working that out. Because I know some travel for work and are just busy in lives.
We can do that.
I can send out an email. I'll work on it.
When are the two next meeting dates? Do you recall that off the top of your head?
No, but I can look.
February and March?
It'll be the end of February. February 27th, but I don't want to do that because we are trying to plan the volunteer appreciation dinner, and I think we were looking at the 27th or 28th.
And I think March is,
I think March
for
would give us a little bit more time for preparing and figuring out the schedule, but the meeting is scheduled for the 26th. But if that doesn't work, I can always reschedule it to a different day if there's concerns. You'll be away. Yeah, so that'd be my concern. I want to make sure.
I think it would be good, too, to maybe for the new people to go over the quasi-judicial and all.
Well, while we're all here, why don't we look at our calendars? If we can't do it on the 26th, is the 19th available? March 19th?
No.
We don't have to be on a Tuesday, do we?
We don't have to be on a Tuesday, no.
Is there?
I was going to say, let's look.
Or anything in between 19 and 26?
I'm gone the whole month of March.
You know. Oh, you're gone the whole month of March. Well, that answers that question.
Yeah.
Let's see. Good. Actually, very good. Prague, Spain.
No, that does sound.
Sounds fun. I'll go.
We can have the training on.
Like, I'm good having the training there.
Yeah.
We might be able to make that work. I think staff's got some stuff going on.
Yeah, we have stuff going on in February. I'm just trying to think.
Early April's not very different from March 26th.
Yeah, I'm fine with early April.
You got some dates we can...
When is Easter this year? Is it March 31st?
I don't know when Easter is.
Or...
March 31st is April 1st.
About April the 10th.
What day of the week is that?
The Wednesday.
April...
4/10.
23rd or 30th?
April the 10th is...
April 10th.
Everybody look okay on that?
Because I'm going away like around the 20th of April.
Okay, so you don't want to do it any later than that?
Well, I'll be going.
My schedule's a little crazy until May, really. But don't wait for me. I mean, if everyone else is available, do it.
Are you not available on the 10th?
I am not.
And are you available the day before or the week after?
No.
You lead a busy life.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, you can set it, but I can't guarantee
a life of international intrigue.
I can't guarantee anything but a week out. So, I mean, you can set it in April, but
week of the I can't promise. 22nd and the week of the 29th, I will likely be here.
Of when? Which month?
April.
April. Let's just go for April 23rd, and then if too many people fall off, I reschedule it, and then I'll be out of the office after that for a while. So
that'll be someone else's issue. Going away, Brian.
That'll be someone else's issue.
You're going away meeting.
Yeah, going away. I'll be out for a few months. So that works.
Well, let's work towards that if everybody can.
And try to wrap it up.
I'll come up with something good.
April 23rd, we'll put it on the calendar. And then...
6 o'clock.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. And then if anything changes or people's schedules get busier, then we'll figure out another date.
It'll probably take a couple hours to do it upright.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So we'll work it out.
Good.
What day of the week was that?
That's Tuesday.
Tuesday. But Scott, if you're away then, when you get home and you figure it out,
I'll be back by then.
Okay, just let me know. We can play around with the dates.
If I find that I won't be here that day, I'll tell you as soon as I know that, so maybe you pick a date.
Yeah, I may send out one of those calendar invites where you vote on it and you just pick which days you're available, and then it's going to send it to me and I can look through it all and make it a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a variance or an administrative appeal? Variance, that's got some lot of content. We'll do a variance.
That'll end up in court if we do it wrong, so.
Yeah. We'll have a little bit of quasi-judicial prep. Then we'll have a hearing, and then we'll talk about what happens if you mess up in the hearing. Superior Court, baby. That's all I've got, unless you all have any questions for me.
Well, just in general, your role in the actual, when we are meeting, are you able to intercede at any point and say, hey, you guys are up?
I have a choice. I can be an advocate for the town. But if I'm an advocate for the town, we have to hire another attorney to be Boa's attorney during that hearing. I prefer not to be an advocate for the town. And so it actually starts way before then. If a variance application comes in or makes a decision that's appealed, I usually try to stay out of it. Because if I get involved, then I'm advocating for the town at that early stage. And that means that I'm advocating for the, I can't be a neutral attorney at the hearing. So I prefer to be neutral. It's just cleaner that way. And staff, you know, Bethany's got enough experience to know. You know, I might refer them to the provisions in the code to look at. I might do some, with Beth, might have some overview as to what we need to do to meet the procedural requirements, but I usually don't get into the substance of the matter because then I'd be disqualified from advising you. If I'm playing an advisory role, I want to be off the radar as much as I can possibly be. In particular, I don't want to walk you through the decision worksheet because it ends up a lot of times me talking and you all nodding your heads or voting. And that puts me in an uncomfortable position. I don't want any part of that because these days, it wouldn't take much for another lawyer to, I mean, everything seems out of context these days. And I don't want to play that game. So I prefer just to be there, and usually if questions come up, I won't tell you the answer, but I'll tell you how to go about getting the answer, which is a good way to do variance because it gets into some confusing mm-hmm. concepts like standing.
I just feel like it's more confusing than the appeal.
Yeah, substantial justice, all those good things.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Good question.
Well, I think the one thing too with the new people is maybe talk a little bit about standing and.
Yeah, I thought maybe we would spend 10-20 minutes talking about quasi-judicial in general, then go into a mock hearing and then kind of sum it up, do a post-mortem, so to speak. It'll be fun. I'll try to come up with something good. Any other questions?
Motion to adjourn.
I guess that's everything.
Yep.
So do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Well done.